the political situation in the 1820s in the Low Countries was an interesting one. It's a result of the Congress of Vienna, which creates a united kingdom of the Netherlands, which effectively puts together a northern Protestant Dutch community with a southern Belgian Catholic community. And it's not a particularly happy marriage for much of its life. In many ways, the assimilation of the two provinces was the aim of the King of the Dutch, King William I, and his ministers. But this quite often came at the expense of the southern majority, who felt as if they were paying a disproportionate amount of tax and were giving up too many liberties to the Dutch king. In particular, you see this in terms of the economy, where a lot of trade was actually moved from Antwerp to the north, to Rotterdam. It's seen in terms of religion, where the state took over much of the education, which had traditionally been a preserve of the Catholic clergy in the south, so they weren't particularly happy with it. And also, there was a sense of rising discontent, just more generally, in the population as a result of external factors, such as an economic downturn, which all sort of came together to create the situation for a revolution. In many ways, this is led by a very small group of disaffected individuals from a rising bourgeoisie who didn't feel as if they had quite as much political say in the running of the country as they thought they should have. The aristocracy, those with land who were able to benefit from the economic policies of the north, were absolutely fine with King William I. It was those from the strata just below that that weren't particularly satisfied, and they built on the rising discontent amongst the population more generally at this downturn in the economy to foment revolution and get things off the ground.